We're now happy to be joined by the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Briori. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. Before we talk about your opener on Thursday night, just talk about how your preseason camp has gone and how you're feeling about the Seawolves going into the season.
Well, it's been a good camp. It's the healthiest we've been in camp in, since 2017 from an injury perspective. We've had pretty much everybody practice the entirety of camp. So we're excited about that. I think we've developed some younger guys that needed to develop over the course of last April, March, April, May, through the summer and through preseason. Always still have a lot of work to do, but it was successful to this point.
The series between Stony Brook and New Hampshire has been a great one. I think you guys have split the last six meetings going back some time. You and Coach Mack have some history. What has made the rivalry between the two teams so good over the years?
Well, I think the first thing, when we came into the CAA, we wanted to be like New Hampshire in the Northeast. They had tradition. They played hard. Blue-collar kids, like us, didn't always get the best recruit, but development of your players is very important. So we emulated them. Took us a little while to get there. Once we got there, we've had some great battles, as you articulated. Two teams that play the game the correct way. Got a ton of respect for Coach Mack and how he goes about his business. Just been a good rivalry in the Northeast.
First question from Mike Anderson. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Coach? Mike Anderson. I write for the Stony Brook Statesman. Now, the last time we saw you guys, you were 1-3, and the team was playing poorly on both sides of the ball. So how is this season's team going to be different from the one that we saw this past spring?
Well, I think each coach on this call will tell you there's no indicator of how good you are or how average you were based on last year. So that got put in the garbage can, and we moved forward after we played Albany. So respect for this year. You know, we want to play more physical, play with more of an intent. Finish plays, finish drives, and be efficient. We were not an efficient team when it was all said and done, and that was caused by a lot of outside factors, but we certainly have got to show up and execute our fundamentals and coach better and play harder.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I know that it's not something that you necessarily can control, but do you have any sort of preference in terms of opening the season in a conference game or non-conference?
You know, it's a great question. Now this will be the second time we've opened with a conference game since we've been in the CAA. We did it our first year in the CAA. I honestly think it gave us a little bit of extra incentive during summer and preseason, knowing your opponent, knowing you're going to have to start off with that conference game, and you know you don't want to lose a game in the conference. Also, the interesting part is this was the team we were supposed to play when the season got shortened. So we had done, coming off a bye week and a prep week, we had done about 10 games of preparation for it. So it was a little bit more of a comfort level of what New Hampshire did. New Hampshire had the same scenario. They prepared for us also.
Next question from Kevin Merrick. Go ahead, Kevin.
Morning, Chuck. Hey, what are you seeing from Fields this year that makes you go, okay, this kid did the preparation, had the time to bounce back this year?
Well, I think number one is a supporting cast is representative of a CAA supporting cast. We're five deep at tailback. We're the best we've been collectively since the days where we had multi-thousand yard rushers. We've got all five starting offensive linemen back. And I think we got a quartet of receivers that we can play big and play small. So once again, the quarterback's only as good as what you surround them with. So that being said, I just got off the field 3 minutes ago, and I think he had his best practice of his career in our last team period. So it excites me. He's throwing the long ball successfully. He's improved his drop-back game. He's moving the ball around to secondary receivers, not staring people down. So overall, we're excited about his development. He's poised, and he's not excited about the spring either.
Next question from Matt Lindsay. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Matt Lindsay with the Statesman as well. Sticking with Fields, you've obviously had the chance to coach him for the last 5 years. How have you seen him grow over the years, and what exactly, like, how do you expect him to grow as a leader this year?
Yeah, you know, he's a two-time captain. You know, I'm not so sure quarterbacks need to be elected captain because they're always the field general. But he's done a great job with the leadership part over the course of the last 2 years through the COVID scenario and then through his sixth year. He's really just grown up in a sense, in my opinion, of understanding what's important now. You know, you used to be about having to throw a touchdown pass or being the starter. Now it's about making the team play better together and playing within yourself. Every quarterback wants to throw the touchdown pass, but the thing he's grown the most, in my opinion, this August is playing within himself. And if he plays within himself, he's a very good quarterback. And we saw that when he beat Villanova. We saw him when he took JMU into overtime. We saw that when he made a heroic run against Rhode Island on the third to last play of the game. He's got that in him. And I think he's there and ready to do it.
Got a follow-up question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, obviously you've been busy with the team and getting prepped and that sort of thing, but how closely have you been following Sam's play with the Bears so far in the preseason? He's been looking really good at linebacker.
Yeah, I'm excited for Sam. I believe one of our coaches told me he had, you know, three or four more tackles and an assist. Obviously, traded text with him. He's excited and grateful he's got the opportunity. He's a very humble kid. He knows it's a long shot, but he was going to give it his all. And so far it's working out correctly to date.
And final question from Mike Anderson. Go ahead, Mike.
So how do you think the addition of Brian Collins to the coaching staff will impact the defensive line and the defense overall this year?
Well, you know, first of all, we got somebody that has great experience and great success. Extremely successful head coach in our backyard. So, you know, really, really terrific guy. Kids love him. He's fit right in. And, you know, his experience, I mean, his defenses at post when he was in Division II and moved his way up through the scholarship ranks have led the country. So his little information and game planning and experience he has there is certainly helpful to our other coaches, but he's a great fit. It'll even be more important in the recruiting aspect as we've got somebody in our tri-state area that is understands it and will lead us to success there.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time this morning. Good luck on Thursday night, and I look forward to talking next week.
Good luck to all the coaches on the call.
Thanks.